Declan Bonner, Donegal manager, joins me. His team have been beaten by 218 to 10 points by Kerry and Tralee. Declan, what was your verdict on that one?
Yeah, listen, you know, you have to say, probably disappointing performance. We started the game reasonably well. We had a strong breeze with us. Started the match, kicked a few good long range scores, and coughed up two goals then, which was very disappointing, to be quite honest. And it was always going to be difficult against an inexperienced side. But listen, it was great to get lads like Jason McGee, Michael Langan, Paddy McGrath, more game time into Steve McManaman, Owen McHugh back in the pitch. So important from that point of view to get those guys through. And as I say, our mind and focus are firmly set now on the challenge ahead in the Championship Sunday week.
Yeah, you made 8 changes to your team from last week. Was that all tactical, the rest players, or were there fellas out injured that couldn't play, or what was the story there?
Yeah, listen, Ryan, there's a number of knocks, but at the same time, you know, we have to err on the side of caution. What these lads, as I said, is a huge week ahead now in terms of the Championship, and you know the challenge that Tyrone's going to bring into Ballybuffet. Once we got over Tyrone in the league last week and consolidated a position back in Division 1, eyes firmly set down on the Championship, really. And we probably could have done without the long trip down here, but listen, we've got it done. The guys have come through it okay. As I say, we'll set up the long journey back home. But really focused now on the job in hand and getting that performance that hopefully can get us over the line against Tyrone.
Yeah, the first 15 minutes was reasonably good, in fairness. You were controlling the ball well when you had it. But after that first half water break, they really upped the gears and they got a couple of goals, and they possibly could have had a few more as well.
Yeah, they got a couple of goals, and I mean, you know, we'd be disappointed with the goals we conceded. You know, we probably our tackling in that middle third wasn't good enough, and all of a sudden the defence under pressure. But listen, it's against one of the top teams, and a real good learning experience for a lot of those young lads that got game time out there today. They've seen the quality of that Kerry team and, you know, the intensity that they play with. And, you know, when you see the likes of Tommy Walsh and Stephen O'Brien, these guys coming in off the bench, they have real strength and depth. But, listen, as I said, we've got the game over. We'll head up the road, and we look forward to Sunday week and the massive game against Tyrone.
Yeah, the second Kerry goal came very quickly after the first one, and it really put daylight between the teams. But Gavin White appeared to double bounce the ball in that act, and it went away very quickly from you from there on.
Yeah, listen, it was always going to be difficult. Always going to be difficult to come back, as to say what a young team that we had out there. But listen, they dug in, they kept at it, and it was difficult in that second half. There was a fair bit where the one actually got even stronger in the second half. It was going to be very difficult to get scores on the board. But listen, they battled out today, and as I said, it's a good learning experience for those guys, and also the fact that we got those guys, and I mentioned earlier, a lot of game time today, and that'll stand them well as we move into next week.
Yeah. There were some good performances out there. Kieran Thompson had a great game at centre half forward, and Steve McManaman did a good job on David Clifford while he was on him.
Yeah, listen, exactly. Yeah, no, both done well. And, you know, as I said, the rest of the guys, and, you know, everyone went out and put in a shift. It was always going to be difficult, as I said, against the real quality of what Kerry brought. And as I say, our mind and focus firmly on the Championship. As I say, we'll take the learnings from that, and that we'll move on. But I is totally focused on the challenge now, which is Tyrone Sunday week.
Yeah, and just there were a couple of men came off in the second half. Keelan Ward came off at half time. Sorry, Steve McManaman, Jason McGee. Are they all right, or have they got knocks?
Listen, we're lucky we haven't got a chance to get back inside yet. So we're looking for there. Nothing too serious, but hopefully they're all back in the pitch now on Tuesday evening.
So you've had the run in now with the league, and it's all business now, Declan. The Championship All or Nothing next week against Tyrone.
Yeah, listen, exactly. Yeah, it's a huge match now for both teams, you know. And it's back to knockout, which it was the way back. 20, I think it's been 20 years since it's been a knockout championship. So listen, it's great that we have a championship, and that's important. So we're really looking forward to it, and hopefully it's the start of a run for us.
Yeah. Sorry, one final question. Patrick McBurdy didn't make the journey. How is he ahead of the game next week?
Yeah, listen, he's progressing, and as I say, we know more now as the week progresses, or next week. And we're still hopeful that he will be available. But I'll leave that to the medical side. But he's making progress. Yeah.